Today's daf is Nid Daf Chaf Hey. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and we thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. We are holding on Chaf Dalid Amud Beis at Tanya, about six lines from the end of the page, and we're in the middle of discussing all of these people that said Abishal telling these stories about when he was a Kovar Mason and all of the unusual things that he experienced as someone who was a Kovar Mason. But that's going to be just for a short bit, and then we're going to go right back into discussing a woman who is Mapelas a Shvir. So we're going to go, the majority of the daf is going to be about that, a woman being Mapel a Shvir, and what the halachic, what the tumah status is of such a woman. Then the Gemara is going to discuss a Shvir Merukam, which we mentioned in the Mishnah, where you already see a Tsuras Havlad inside the Shvir, and the Gemara is going to explain what exactly is a Shvir Merukam, what the Shir is for a Shvir Merukam, how one is Bodek, if it's already reached that stage of being Merukam or not. And then we're going to get into the Mishnah spoke about Mapela Sandal, that a woman is Mapil, that which is called a Sandal. So what exactly is that? What is a Sandal? How does that happen? And what exactly is the Metzius? And the Gemara is going to explain different what the Chilik is between whether the Sandal is a Vlad or the Sandal is not a Vlad. It's just a simon of having a Vlad together with it. So we're going to have a nafkamina la'alacha in that issue as well. So let us begin. Chav Dalan Beis Tanya Abishaul Omer. So I think we read the one yesterday where Abishaul Omer Vitem Rabbi Yochanan, that one time he ran after a tzvi and he was in a bone and he was going for all these parsaos, and he realized that they told him afterwards that it was Og Melech Habashan, that was the thigh bone of Og Melech Habashan. So the Marsha writes that in all the Agados Ein Advar Miyotzim Yidei Pshutam, which is a little bit of a startling comment. What do you mean? All the Agados Ein Advar Miyotzim Yidei Pshutam. You would think that this is definitely Yotzim Yidei Pshutam, that this is symbolic of something. So the Ben Yoyada says, of course, Barur, that and Pashut, that Ein Dvarim Elu Kipshutam, that this is not to be taken on the simple level. It's a Derech Mashal and Chida. The Marsha explains that the Brisa means to say that Abishal is trying to tell us that a Tara cannot come to a person unless he's totally merachek himself from Tumah. When he says Kover Mesim Ayisi, it's a Mashal to say that I was Shakua B'Tumah, because the Mesim is Avi Avos HaTumah. So to refer to oneself as a Kover Mesim is referring to oneself as someone who is completely sunken into Tumah. He was Kover Mesim, he was Mechubar to Tumah Sameis. And he says, one time I was running Achar Tzvi. A Tzvi is a Mashal to Tahara. It's a Chaya Tahora. So I was running after it. Right? Eretz Yisrael is called the Eretz HaTzvi. That Eretz Yisrael is assumed to be Muchsuk Petara, whereas all of Chutz La'aretz is Muchsuk Petuma. There are Mesim all over. The Mesim Mabel were all over the place in Chutz La'aretz, but in Eretz Yisrael they weren't. So the Tzvi is a symbol of Tahara. So he was Ratzach HaTzvi. He was trying to reach this point of Tahara, but lo, he got the other. He didn't achieve it because he was running inside the Kolis, meaning he was not being Misrachik himself properly from the Tuma until Chazorti La'achorai, until I turned backwards to stay away from the Tuma of the bone of the kolis, and then I got to the tzatara, and they said that it was Og Melech Habashan, where which was the source of the tumah. The reason he chose three parsaos, is because that's the shear that they said of Og, that he was oker the shlosha parsaos, he was oker the har shlosha parsaos to be zorek al Yisrael, to throw the har on the Jewish people. That's the shear of the koach tumah, the koach hatumah that Og had. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos. He lifted up a mountain, three parsaos, because that's how far his koach tumah went. So of Zelu Mazel Aselukim, that the shear of Machne Yisrael, which is a makom of Tahara, needs to be Motzi the Tumah and the Tumeim Michutz the Machna, was also three parsaos. And the Koach HaTumah that has this shear was the Ratzon of Og to be Mevatel, the Koach of the Tahara that Klal Yisrael had. So that's how they understand Al Derech Mashal, what he might have been saying. Tanya, he says another mashal. Abishol omer kover mesumay. You see, I was burying the dead. Pamachas niftucha ma'ara tachti. One time the cave opened up beneath me. V'manti begalgal eino shall meis ad chot me. And I was standing up until my eyeballs of I was standing in the eyeball of a mace up until my nose. I was sunken in up until my nose in the eyeball of a mace. Kishachazati lachore, when I left the ma'ara, so amru ayin shel Avshalom haisa. They said that was the eye of Avshalom. It was such a large eye, was the eye of Avshalom. So we have to point out the Daf Yomi coincidence that now we're talking about Shabbat Parshas Chayesara, Shabbat Chevron. We're talking about a ma'ara where meisim are buried. Okay, good. But what is this that it was that he was standing up until his nose in the eyeball of Avshalom? So the Marsha writes that this brisa is also a derech remez, like the previous brisa. The ma'ara that was niftucha tachtav is a mashal to the ma'aras hatuma, and when he says v'manti begalgalenu shalmeis, it means I was standing in a makom tuma in the galgalenu shel Avshalom, which comes mitzad hatuma because his mother was an eshes yifas tawar. So he dafka mentions the eye of Avshalom because Avshalom was not a ein of litzad hatuma. He was always looking toward the tzad hatuma. He was looking for what didn't belong to him, the pilegesh of his father, which was really should have been off limits to him. And he says I was standing in the makom tuma ad chotmi until my nose, because the chotem is the makom that the neshama tahora is tuli above, that the neshama tahora goes through the nose. So he says, I was there until chazati lacharai, until I made a conscious effort to distance myself from Tuma. So the Gemara goes on, Meshema Tomer Abishol Nanasava. Maybe you can say, well, if Abishol was nose deep in eyeball of Avshalom, maybe Abishol was a very, very tiny man, and that's why he was able to be nose deep in the eyeball of Avshalom. No! Abishol Aruch Bidaru Hava. He was the tallest man of his generation. Rabbi Tarfon Magiel Lixefo. You want to know how tall he was? Rabbi Tarfon only reached the shoulder height of Abishol. Rabbi Tarfon Aruch Bidaru Hava. And Rabbi Tarfon was the tallest man of his generation. Rabbi Meir Magiel Lixefo. And Rabbi Meir only reached to the shoulder height of Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Meir Aruch Bidarava, and you guessed it, Rabbi Meir was the tallest man of his generation. V'Rabbi Magia Luxefa, and Rabbi was only Magia to the shoulder height of Rabbi Meir. V'Rabbi Aruch Bidarava, and Rabbi was also the tallest of his generation. Rabbi Chia Magia Luxefa, and Rabbi Chia only reached to the shoulder height. Rabbi Chia Aruch Bidarava, V'Rav Magia Luxefa, and Rav only reached to the shoulder. V'Rav Aruch Bidarava, V'Rav Yehuda Magia Luxefa. Rav was the tallest of his generation. Rav Yehuda only reached his shoulder height. Rav Yehuda Aruch Bidaru Hava V'Adadayla Magil Ksefo. And Abba Daila, who was a Meshavish Chachamim, he reached to the shoulder height of Rav Yehuda. Parshtivna de Pumbedisa, there was a Kai Leila Adadayla Al Palge, a person whose name was Parshtivna, who's lived in Pumbedisa, that's how Rashi explains, would reach to half the body height of Abba Daila. V'Kule Alma Kai Le Parshtivna de Bumdisa ad Khartse. And the rest of the world is only to like the height of the stomach of Ashtivna de Bumbedisa. So Abishol must have been exceptionally tall if all of this is true. And therefore you see that even though Abishol was nose deep in Avshalom's eyeball, it's not because he was short, it's because Avshalom's eyeball was that big. This also obviously has some agadic interpretation. Don't know what it is, not going to get into it now. Okay. Now back to our discussion of Peles Shvir. So Shalu Lefnei Rebbe, they asked in the Beis Medrash, they asked Rebbe, Hamapel Shvir Mali Basar Mahu. What if a woman is Mapil a Shvir, but it's full of flesh? Is she Tame like a Yoledes or not? So Amalehem, Lo Shamati. I don't know. I don't have a tradition what the din is in such a case. So Amalehem, from Rabbi Shalom, Rabbi Yossi, Kach Amar Abba. This is what Rabbi Yossi says, that a woman who's Mapil a Shvir, that's Mali Dam, if it's full of blood, Tame Anida. She's Tame as Anida. Mali Basar, Tame a Leda. But if it's full of flesh, then that's a leida. She's tummy like a yoledes. So Amalo, so Rabbi said, Ilmali davar chadash amarta lana mishum avicha shemanucha. If you would have told us something that your father himself said, that in mapel shvir mali basar stumei leida, I would have accepted what you said. But akshav midaha kamaisa ki yichidah ka amar kisum chasham rishim rameir hanami shemek Rabbi Yeshua amra vein halacha Rabbi Yeshua. But just like the first halacha that you said is going like a das yachid, it's going like a shita of a particular Tana, namely like Sumplis in the name of Rav Meir, that dam that comes out betoch chaticha is mitami the isha mishum nida, that's only a das yachid. So the other half of your statement, the name of your father, is dafka like a das yachid. So maybe this half of the statement of a shvir male basar is also only a das yachid. Maybe it's going like the shita of Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that a mapel shvir, even if it's eno merukam, it's tamei aleda. So that's why he says that if it's male basar, she's tamei aleda. But maybe the chacham will say that a shvir she'eno merukam, that a shvir doesn't have the shape of a baby inside of it, is not mitami mishum leda. Maybe they hold that even if it's male basar, it's not mitami mishum leda, and we pass like chacham, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore I cannot rely on what you're telling me in the name of Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi may have held that way, but he may have been following a das yachid. So says Gemara, Detanya, the Gemara brings the machlokas, the machlokas of Shur and the Chum that we're referring to. Hamapel shvir sheino merukam, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Vlad, the Chum Romeno Vlad. If you have a shvir that's not, it doesn't have a tzuras of Vlad inside of it, so Rabbi Yeshua says it's still a Vlad, and the Chum say no, it's not a Vlad, and the woman is not tamei tumas leida. So now machlokas to explain the machlokas Amoraim about this machlokas tonight. Amr Rabbi Shimon Lakish Mishum Rabbi Shaya machlokas. Be'achur, the machlokas between Rabbi Shua and the Chamin, where the shvir she'enu merukam is mitami mishum leida, a shvir that doesn't have the shape of a baby inside of it is mitami mishum leida. That's talking about a shvir where what is inside of it is achur, that it's like cloudy. That's where we say that it's tamea, because you could say that the fact that it's achur is because it had a vlad and it was nimoach. The vlad had disintegrated. Aval b'tzalul, but if it's a shvir that has clear water inside of it, divrei kol eino vlad, everyone's going to say that's not a vlad, and even Rabbi Shua is going to admit that the woman is not tamei. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar b'tzalul machlokes. No, the case of the machlokes is when it's tzalul. That's where you have machlokes from Rabbi Shua and the Chamin, but he doesn't say what he would hold about achur. So yibayilu b'tzalul machlokes al b'achur divrei kol vlad. When you say b'tzalul machlokes, do you mean to say, but if it were achur, if the liquid inside of it were like cloudy, were dirty liquid, that would be an indication according to everybody that there definitely was a vlad? Machlokas. So do you mean to say that there's a machlokas when it's tzalul, and therefore hu hadin, there's a machlokas when it's achur teiku? So we're not sure about that. We're not sure when one argues that the machlokas tanoim is about a shvir that has mayim achurim in it, mayim tzalulim in it. Does that necessarily? What does that mean about the rishitos about mayim achurim? Do you assume that that's also machlokas, or that everyone would agree that that is a vlad? We don't know. So the Gemara leaves that unresolved. The Tosfos raises the kasha that if shvir that's achur is less of a vlad than a shvir that's male basar, so how could it be that Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds that chamra moda that a shvir that's achur is metame? Rabbi just said that it could be that Rabbi Yossi, who says that a shvir male basar is metame, is going against the chamim. But if the chamim hold that a shvir male basar is not metame, then for sure a shvir that's achur is not metame. So what's the safek over here? So Tosfos says that you can't bring a raya from Rabbi, because it could be that Rebbe was Masupak, just like our Gemara is Masupak. When he said Shema Rabbi Yeshua Amara, that's only to feed the tzad and the suffik that they're arguing about a shvir achur as well. I mean, Rebbe wasn't certain that Rabbi Yossi was talking dafka within the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, so now the Gemara challenges Rabbi Shimon Lakish and then Rabbi Hoshaya, who said that Rabbi Yeshua's moda that a shvir tzalul is eino metame, that if you have a shvir that has clear water inside of it, that's not metame. So Meisvei, the Gemara challenges that from a brisa where Rabbi Yeshua explains the basis for his idea that a shvir she'enu merukam is mitame. What does he say? As zo darish Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. The following drasha Rabbi Shua ben Chananya made, where we learn the din from. It says by Adam Arishon after he ate from the Eitz Hadas, Vayas Hashem Elokim la Adam lishto kosnos or vayal bishem, that he gave them kosnos on their skin to cover them. So the pasuk talks about the albashas haksonas on the or melamed shenukos baruch hu or la Adam elim kein notzar. We see from here that the or, which is the ikar yitzira of a person, the skin of a person, is and therefore a woman who's mapelas a shvir, which is the or of the vlad, has to have tuma, because the or is what happens after the yitzira. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is only also or la adam if he's already no tzar. There has to be yitzira sa adam when the or comes in. So if a shvir comes out, then it must be that there's already a person there. Alma ba'or tali milsa. So you see, Rabbi Yeshua's whole vart that the woman is tamei leida when she's mapelas a shvir is because the shvir is the or, and once there's or, there's a person there. So what does it matter what's inside the shvir? Loshna achur, loshna tzalul. It shouldn't matter if it's clear liquid inside of the shvir or if it's unclear liquid inside of the shvir. So yar mepish lama b'tzalul machlokas. If you're going to say that the machlokas Rabbi Yeshua and the Chacham applies even when it's with clear liquid inside of it, haynu disrukra. That's why Rabbi Yeshua needs to bring a pasuk that for the shvir alone, which is the R, she's tamea, because even though it's clear liquid inside, the shvir alone is the R. Eli'i amrit ba'achur machlokas. But if you hold the whole machlokas is when it's cloudy liquid inside, and the whole base of Rabbi Shua is because the achirus is megala that there was a vlad, but it's got nothing to do with the or, then lamalikra. Why does Rabbi Shua need to bring a pasuk? Svara bi'almuhu. He's just saying a svara that look, there was something inside there. That's why it's not clear. There was something inside there. So ela shmamina, but sol machloka shmamina. But you see from there, therefore, that it must be that Rabbi Shua argued even when it's a clear liquid inside, because as long as there was an or, as long as there was a shvir, then you know that there was a vlad, because there, you know, there was a yitziras of vlad. V'cheinam Rav Nachman Rav Rabba Ravua machlokas ba'achur av b'tzal devar kol eino vlad. The way Rav Oshia explained the machlokas Rav Shua and the Chachamim is the way Rav Nachman Rav Rabba Ravua does, that the machlokas is only ba'achur, but if it's tzal, if it's clear liquid, then everyone would agree that it is not a vlad, meaning against what we just proved. So Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman, so Rav challenges Rav Nachman that there is a Mishnah Maseches Bechoros that Rabbi Kiva says Elo Amru Simon Vlad Bevehema Daka Tinuf. The simon that there was a yetziras havlad, and therefore the vlad that comes after it is not going to be a bechor. That's why it appears in Maseches Bechoros, meaning the nafkamina for a simon vlad of a behema is that the next animal is not going to be a bechor, is by a behema daka when tinuf comes out. That vlad that was nimoach, a vlad that had disintegrated, comes out as a dirty mess. Begasa, and by a larger animal, shilya, and beisha shvir vishil. The simon of a vlad is she's mapil a shvir or a shilya. So the vlad that's nolad afterwards is not a bechor. So you see that by an isha, a shvir itself, even if it's not merukam, even if you don't have the shape of a baby inside of it, is nevertheless considered to be a vlad. So from the fact that by behema gasa it doesn't mention shvir like it does by isha, sounds like only shilya paters a behema gasa. If you lose shvir by behema lo pater, shvir alone by a behema wouldn't do it. Well, liyam bishlama b'tzal machlo. If you're going to say the machlokas applies even when there's a clear liquid inside of the shvir, mishum hachi isha derabi bakra pater b'shvir behema delo rabbi ukra lo pater b'shvir. That's why the shvir is not will not pater the behema, because dafka by an isha, where we learn from the pasuk that the yitzira of a human comes with a shvir, so then you're going to say a shvir is enough to pater the next baby from bechora. But by behema, we don't have any pasuk that tells me that the yitzira of a behema happens with just the shvir, so therefore the shvir is not going to pater the next one from bechora. Eli iamrit ba'achur machlokas. But if you're going to say the machlokas is only in a case where the shvir is filled with mayim achurim, so then mithli svaru, the whole thing is a svara, and if the whole thing is a svara, that look, it's dirty liquid, so it must be that there was a baby there. So then mayshni shemayshu behema, the same svara should apply to a behema. So if you say that it's a din in the pasuk, so I'm saying there's a reason to be mechalik between an isha where there is a pasuk and a behema where there's no pasuk. But if the whole thing is just based on pure svara, the svara applies equally to an isha and a behema. Why would we be mechalik? So Rav Nachman answers Rava that really it could be that the machlokas is only by achur. Why is there a difference between behema and isha? Mi savrit Rabbi Shua mifshat pashalei. You think it's so pashat Rabbi Shua that a shvir achur is considered a vlad? Rabbi Shua svukim misafkalei. Rabbi Shua was mesupik about this, and therefore va'azul hachaluchumra va'achaluchumra. He just was machmir on both ends. Gabe isha dimamonahu. When it comes to a woman where the din of Bechor is purely a din of dinei mamonos, because there's no kedusha of a Bechor Adam. There's just a din that you have to be poda with chamei shlaim. You got to give the kohen pidyon haben money. So that's where he says the shvir is going to pater the next baby from pidyon haben, because safik mamon lekulo. Whenever you have a safik mamon, we say amotzi mechaver olav haraya, and you don't have to pay the money. But gabe behema, when it comes to behema, the isuru, where it's an iser because the animal's going to have kedusha. Deikal gabe gizva avoda, an animal that has kedusha bechor is possible giza, possible avoda. You're not allowed to shear it. You're not allowed to work it. So safik isuru luchumra. That's the standard din of safik daraisa luchumra, like we have by any safik iser. So achanami gabe isha safik tumah luchumra. So over here also by the tumas leida of the isha that was mapelis a shvir, we don't know is this a baby or is this not a baby, so we go luchumra and say that she has tuma luchumra, and therefore it would turn out obviously you don't give her yimei tohar, because if we're only being mitame her luchumra, then obviously she wouldn't get the yimei tohar that normally follows. So frankly, Gemara umi mesapkalei, Rabbi Shua was really unsure about this when he said that if she's mapelas shvir, she has din of yoledas. But krok ha'amar, he quoted a pasuk. How can you say he was unsure about this? So Gemara says he was unsure about this when he says that the R is considered to be a Vlad midrabanan. That's only a din drabanan, the cross machta bialmahu. And the pasuk was simply a remez, it was a zecher, it was not really a raya to this din. So the Gemara brings another day, Amalei Rav Chanina bar Shlamya l'Rav, that we find many shitos of a din shfir that's male basar. Har Rebbe, Har Rebbe Yishmael bar Rav Yossi, we had Rebbe who said that he has no tradition about it. Rebbe Yishmael bar Rav Yossi who said that a shfir male basar is metami mishum leida. Har Rebbe Shaya, we have Rebbe Shaya who says that it's machlokes Rav Shua and the Chachamim, whether only by shvir achur, but by shvir tzalul, that everyone would agree that it's not a vlad. Var Rebbe Shua ben Levi, and Rebbe Shua ben Levi who says that Rebbe Shua and the Chachamim argue about a shvir tzalul. So man kemar shvir lei, who do you hold like? So Amr lei, so Rav answered, ani omer echad zeh v'echad zeh, whether it's a shvir tzalul or whether it's a shvir achur, ein achoshesh. You don't have to worry about it being a vlad. She is tahora, because I hold that the Chachamim and Rabbi Shua argue only about a shvir achur, and the halachas like the chachamim that even by shvir achur you don't have to be choshesh levlad. Ushmol amar echazeh vechazeh choshesheh. And Shmuel says both by shvir achur and by shvir tzalul you do have to be choshesh that it's a vlad, and she's tamei misafek, and she there, but she does not get yimei tohar because the tuma is only misafek. Va'adzu Shmuel tamei, and this is Shmuel l'shitaso, because the chiyas of Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, amar me olam lodaku shafir b'nahar da'a, that we were never mitaher a woman who is mapeles a shvir, that she shouldn't have to go through the 2 weeks of Yimei Tuma after giving birth to Winnekeva in Narda'a. A levarme in Narda'a was where Shmuel lived. Levarme hu shvira dasal kabed Shmuel. Except for that one shvir that they asked the shayla to Shmuel, demanach aleichut ha'sa'ara, that they would place a string that was the width of a hair on it, mehai gisa, on one side of it, v'chazi mehai gisa, and the chut can be seen on the other side of the shvir, meaning you were able to see right through it. So Shmuel was mitar that, because Amar, imisa devladavai, love azikulehai. It would not have been so transparent if there was a vlad in there. The fact that the shvir, you could see right through it, even a tiny, very, very thin string, that shows that there must have not been a vlad in that shvir. Okay, then we had said in the Mishnah of him, haya merukam, that if the shvir was merukam, that you could see it tzuras havlad, then she has to assume the yimei tuma of zachar and nekeva, meaning the chumras of both, 2 weeks of yimei tuma, followed by only 26 days of yimei tara. So Tanu Rabbanan, ezu shvir merukam, what is the definition of a shvir merukam, where the woman's going to be tamei tumas leida? Abishalom or tchilas priyaso meirosho, the beginning of the creation of the vlad is from its head, and its two eyes look like the two drops of the eyes of a fly. Tani Rabbi Chia taught that the simon that they are a nayim, that they're actually eyes, because they don't even look like eyes, are meruchak and zemizeh. They're a little bit distanced from each other. So the Gemara explains, Shnei Chotmin, the two nostrils, kishtei tipim shel zvuv, also like two tipim shel zvuv, Tani Rabbi Chia, mekuravin zelizeh. And the way to tell that these are the nostrils and not the eyeballs is because they're very close to each other. Upiv matuach kichut ha'sara, and there's a tiny crack in his mouth, like a chut ha'sara. Ugviyaso, Ka'adasha. And his Ever HaZakrus is like an Adasha, the size of an Adasha. Vimhaisa Nekeva, and if it was a Nekeva, Nidona Kasa'ora La'arka. That place would, where the Ever of the male would be like a crack of a Sa'ora along its length. V'chituch Yadayim V'raglayim Einlo. It does not yet have formed arms and legs. V'alav Mefurish B'Kabbalah. And on the Seder Bria of a human being, the Pasuk says that Iyov said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember how I was formed. Hello, kicholav tatichani v'chagvina takbieni oru basar talbisheni v'atzamos v'gidim tisocheni chayim v'chesed asisi imadiv kudascha shamra ruchi. That why do you it's chaval on the yitzira that you made that you want to put me back in the dirt? Because first kicholav tatichani, that the zera that comes out is very weak, and then it becomes thicker like cheese, and then hilbashtani ba'aru basar, and then you created the atzamos and the gidim which surround my internal organs, and then you did a chesed and you gave me life. And then you were mitzvah that the ruach that I have in me should never abandon my body, and that's been shomer the ruach bekirbi, even though my whole body is full of nekavim, I'm full of holes, but nevertheless the ruach stays inside of me. So now the Bryce explains how we're bodek if the fetus is at a stage of shvir merukam. So. So it says Gemara, "Vein bot gnos abemayim." We don't put it in water before the bedika. Shamayim azin, because water can be very tough on the shvir that we're looking at, and can have an effect on it, and vitardin also, and it will ruin the tzura even further. El bot gnos abashemen. We put it in shemen. Shemen rach. Shemen is softer. Umetzachtzucho, and will smooth it out. Ve'ein roin ela b'chama, and also we only check this shvir by sunlight in order to be able to see it very clearly. So ketzad botnos. So what do we do? So ketzad botnos. This is Mar Kadamrin. What do you mean? What do? We said we're bodek b'shemen and b'chama. What do you mean? How are we bodek? No, ela b'me botnos aleda imzachrum nekevei. How are we bodek to see if we know that it's already shvir merukam, and we want to know how the woman should be knowing yimei tuma and tahara? Is this a woman who's yaleda zachar, yaleda nekeva? So how do we check that out? So Abishol Bar Nash, V'amila Abishol Bar Remesh Omer. So Abishol Bar Nash or Bar Remesh said, Mevi Kesam Sharosh Chalak Umananea Ba'osa Makom Imisachseich Biyadur Shazacharu Imlav Biyadur Shenekevahu. They bring like a little splinter that has a smooth end, and they shake it in Osa Makom, where you'll be able to tell the difference between a Zachar and a Keva. And if it jumps and it's and it doesn't move in a smooth way, so then you know that there's something in the way. Meaning, if it like it's like when you're checking a knife for a nick, for a pegima. So if it just goes smoothly, you know that there's nothing there. But if like your fingernail like jumps a bit, so then you know that there's a pegima in the knife. So you're taking this splinter and you're running it along that part of the body, and if you face some resistance where the splinter jumps a little bit, then you know that there was something in the way. Otherwise, you know that it's a nekeva and that there was nothing in the way. This bedika only works when you move the kisem from the bottom up, meaning from the raglayim toward the rosh, from the bottom of the body to the top of the body. But if you're just moving it side to side, then what might be stopping you in the test are the kosli besarechem. It could be the prosdor of the isha, so that's not going to be a raya that it's a male. So the Braisa said the shvir of nekeva is doma to a saora. So Ravada taught that what this means. Amar Ravada Barava Tana im hais nekeva nidona kasaora seduka. That if the shvir that you mapil was in nekeva, then it would be recognizable in that part of the body that it looks like a saora, means a saora seduka, a barley that has a crevice in it, that has a crack in it. So Maskef Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman asks on Ravada Barava, how can you know for sure that it's in nekeva from the fact that it's like a sa'ora seduka, v'dilmel chut shal beitzim ninhu? Maybe that's the chut shal beitzim, the chut that separates between the two testicles. It's everything is so undeveloped. How would you possibly know what's what? It could could be that even though there is a sedek, there is some sort of crack, that could just be what separates between the two beitzim. So Rabbi, hash to beitzim kufayu lo yedi, chutz to beitzim yediya, meaning the beitzim themselves are not nicker because it's so tiny at that stage. So you want to tell me the chutz shel beitzim would already be recognizable? There's no way that it would be developed to that degree. Okay, so the Gemara discusses again how a person, the bria of a person, and the bria of the adayim and raglayim. Now, some Rav Amram Tana Shtei Archosav, the two legs, the two thighs of the ubar, when they begin to form, kishnei chutin shel zahoris, they're like two strands of a red string. Va'amar Rav Amram Allah kishal erev, the strings that you would have on the erev side of the loom when you're weaving. So v'shnei zra osav, and the two arms, kishnei chutin shel zahoris, va'amar Allah kishal shsi, the shsi side of the loom, meaning the more narrow strings. When they weave, they have strings running vertically and horizontally, but the ones that go shasi are much more much thinner strings, so the arms are much more stringy, and the legs are a little thicker. So Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda Shimna Lo Tavid Uvda Ad She Yas Ir, that you shouldn't do a maisa to consider a shvir a vlad until it has hairs on its head. So Frek Gemara, what? Mi Amar Shmuel Hachi Var Shmuel Achazu Vachazu Chasheshes? Did Shmuel say that whether a shvir is achur or whether a shvir is tzalul, we have to be choshetiz of lad, and the woman is tami tumas leida? So even a shvir that has clear liquid in it, Shmuel is choshesh that it might be a vlad. How could it be that Shmuel says that it's not considered a vlad until it has hair? Hair comes at a much, much later stage. So Ravayim Bar Shmuel, the demon farshly minated Bar Shmuel, he said, no, I got the explanation. I got the Perush Rashi and what Shmuel meant, that it's lachush choshesh. But you may tarily avinila ad sheyasir. Yet to be choshesh for a vlad, as far as you may tuma in a chinami, that's even if it's tzalu. But to actually give you may tahara, to say that it's enough of a vlad that even if she bleeds at certain stages, we're going to assume that she has yimei tahara, that's only if it has hair on its head. So says Gemara, the memra de mesafkele the Shmuel. Does that mean to say that Shmuel is mesupak when the shvir is considered a vlad, and therefore he has this wide range where he's so machmir that even if it's mayim tzululim, it might be a vlad, but it's not definitely a vlad until it has hair? Fahu shvir dasay lekamei de mar Shmuel. But what about the mice of the shvir that they asked the shaila to Shmuel? And Amar Harba Arba'in V'Chad Yoma, and he was so confident to know exactly at what stage of development it was that he said this is a 41 days since pregnancy, and therefore you have to be choshesh that maybe it's a vlad. V'chashmi Yoma Da'azal L'Tvila Adahu Yoma, and they cheshbin the day from when she went to the mikvah until the day that they asked the shayla V'lohava El Arba'in Yomin, and it was only 40 days. V'Amar Lu, so Shmuel said to them, I'm sure that this Yitziras of Vlad happened 41 days ago. Nida Baal. There's no doubt that they violated the Yisrael. She was a Nida, he was Baal her. So Kafte Va'ode. And then they forced the Shmuel, forced the guy until at the end he was Moda, that in fact he was Baal his wife when she was a Nida. So Shmuel had such confidence, meaning if they said, no, her Lel Tefillah was the next day. Okay, so I'm off by a day, right? The doctor will say, it's around this, when doctors do it, when they cheshbon how far into pregnancy it is, they always cheshbon from the last period. So it's important. A lot of times couples don't realize this. When it comes to halachas, let's say vestos, there are those that are machmir to observe vestos during the first 3 months of pregnancy. So the first 3 months of pregnancy is not the way the doctor cheshbons the first 3 months of pregnancy, because the doctor's cheshboning it from when the last period was. She definitely, halachically, if there was no man involved yet, she's halachically, in our religion, there's no pregnancy without a man's involvement, right? So halachically, she's not going to be pregnant until later on. But probably we count from the tevila, because that's when we assume it's most likely that a woman became pregnant. But in this case, he was so confident. So how can you say Shmuel had such a suffix, such a wide range? So shiny Shmuel, derav guvrei. Shmuel was different. He had a great kalach. He was a baki in Yitziras Havlad, but not everyone's such a baki like him. And therefore, he had to give a psak that the people could use. So he knows if every shiloh was brought to him for all of eternity, so yeah, he would be able to handle it, and he would be able to tell you exactly. But not every shiloh is going to be brought to him. Hamapela sandal. Then the Mishnah said that if a woman is mapile sandal, she observes yimeitum and yimeitara of a zachar and in a keva. So Tan Rabban, sandal domel dag shal yam. A sandal looks like a fish that you would find in the the sea. That's called a sandal. Mitzchilas of vladhu. That originally it's a regular vlad. Elisher nirtzaf, but it's been crushed at some point. So Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer sandal doma l'loshon shel shor hagadol. It's like the tongue of a large shor. That is, meaning is very smooth. There's no tzura of any face whatsoever. Mishum Rabbeinu idu sandal tzarich tzuras panim. That a sandal has to have a tzuras panim. If it doesn't have a tzuras panim, then it's not a vlad at all. So different shitos of what this sandal is that we're talking about, where she does view herself as a yoledes. So Gemara discusses when we say that sandal requires tzuras panim. Amar v'dom Shmuel halacha sandal tzarich tzuras panim. Amar Avada, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yitzchak sandal tzarich tzuras panim. Va'afilu me'achorav, even if the tzuras panim is on the back of its head, it's on the wrong side of the body, it's also a vlad, because we assume that its face got turned around when it was crushed. That's why it's a sandal. Mashal adam shesatar es chavero ve'chzer panav la'achorav. It's like if a person slaps somebody else, so his head turns and it looks like he's about to turn on the other side of his body. So that's what happens when the sandal was formed. B'mei Rabbi Yanai bikshu l'taras ha-sandal she'lo tzuras panim. In the days of Rabbi Yanai, they wanted to be metaher a sandal that didn't have a tzuras panim. Some of them Rabbi Yanai tihartim es havlados. Even if it doesn't have a tzuras panim, you're being metaher that which is actually a vlad. It really is a vlad. So the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yanai, v'atanya mishum rabbeinu idu sandal tzar tzuras panim. But don't we have a tradition that the sandal needs tzuras panim? So how could Rabbi Yanai say that even without tzuras panim, it's definitely a vlad? So Amar Bibi Barabaye, Amar Rabbi Yochanan me'idu so shobin chunya nishnes mishnah zu. When the Brisa says in the name of Rabbi Seinu that they were meyud, that edus is the edus of Rabbi Nechunya, but Rabbi Nechunya is a das yachid, so you can't ask from Rabbi Nechunya on Rabbi Yanai. So you're right, Rabbi Nechunya held that way, that the sandal needs a tzuras panim, but we don't hold that way. Am Rabbi Zira zachaba Rav Bibi b'shmaite. Danavuhu havina yasvin and kamei to Rabbi Yochanan kiamar lahashmaita v'kadam yuva amar v'zachaba, that the mazel of Rav Bibi caused him to get to say this before me in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, because we were both sitting by Rabbi Yochanan when Rabbi Yochanan sent over this teaching, but he beat me to it and he got to say it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan before I got to say it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So he was zocha that the Shmuel came out bishmo. That there must have been a lot of times where there was an amora teaching a whole classroom full of people, a whole bunch of Talmidim, but one of them happened to be the one that was mefarsem the shita of the Rebbe. You have that even nowadays. You have that all the time, that people will assume that a particular Talmud Chacham said something, but it was his Rebbe that said it, and all the Talmidim heard it, but he's the one that happened to have gotten the word out. So he was zocha to have that. So the Gemara brings a chiluk bedin in the fact that we consider the sandal of vlad. Lama iskiru sandal. Why does it mention that she's tummy because she was mapil a sandal? Velo ain sandal sheinim ovlad. After all, even if she's not tummy because of the sandal itself, she's tummy because there's always a vlad together with the sandal. That's how it became a sandal in the first place. His twin crushed him. So isn't she tummy leida anyway because there's a vlad together with it? So says Mary Idi yisyald in the keva b'hadei hachinami. Look, if the vlad that's born together with the sandal is in the keva, so then you're right. You don't have to mention that she's tummy machmas the sandal, because even if the sandal is zach, the Yimei Tumah and the Tara are Nivla in the Yimei Tumah and the Tara of a Nekeva. So she would only have to observe the Yimei Tumah and Tara of a Nekeva. But Hachama Eskin and Disyalit Zachar Badei. What if you have a sandal that's born together with a boy, together with the sandal? So because of the Vlad, it's only going to be the Vlad that's actually born, the boy that's actually born, is only going to be Metameher for 1 week. The sandal might be Metameher for 2 weeks, or is Metameher for 2 weeks, because we have to be Choshesh that it might be a Nekeva. And the Mishnah has to tell me this, because Ma'od Detema, Holvam Rabbi Yitzchak Barami, Isha Mazra as Tchila, Yoled Zachar. I might have thought that since Rabbi Yitzchak Barami told us that when a woman is Mazria first during the act of Tashmish, then it's a sure sign that the baby's going to be a boy. Ish Mazria Tchila, Yoled Nekeva. But if the man is Mazria first at the time of Tashmish, then it's going to be a Nekeva. So Mida Ha Zachar, Hanami Zachar. So I might have thought, look, obviously, if this one is a male, then that's a reflection of what happened at the time of conception, and therefore both of them are going to have to be a man. Israel. So Kamash Malon, Emer Shneim is Ruba Basachas, Vahai Zachar, Vahai Nikeva. It could be that when you have a twin, that one is a boy and one is a girl, that they were both Mazria simultaneously. Dover Acher, Shem Taylor Nikeva, Vahai Shkias Achama, Vasandal Acher Shkias Achama, Mona Tchilas Nida Lerishon, Tchilas Nida Liachron. Or another way to be Miyashiv, that even if the sandal was born with a Nikeva, it's still important to mention that it's a sandal, because if she sees Dam on the 81st day after the Leidas Nekeva, which is after the Yemei Tohar are over, so after the 7 days from the Tchilas Ri'iyah, 7 days later, in such a way, she's going to be Tamei Nida only because of the sandal, because of the Vlad itself, she's not Tamei Nida because of this Ri'iyah, because it was within the Yud Aleph Yom, Shebei Nida Lenida. So it's only Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, where she's only Tamei one day, but it's only because we're Choshesh that maybe the sandal was in Nekeva, and the first Ri'iyah was still Betoch the Shmonim Yom of the Yemei Tohar, that we're going to Tame the second Ri'iyah that she has a week later, as if she's a Nida. It's an interesting assumption that the Gemara makes, that Ish Mazriya Tchila, that Yoledes Nekeva, Ish Mazriya Tchila is Yoledes Zachar. The Gemara assumes that in Maseches Brachos, when it discusses how it is that Leah was allowed to daven, that Dina should change, if after all of this is predetermined, so the Gemara assumes over there also that there's the possibility that it's not predetermined when they're both Mazriya simultaneously. And that's the assumption the Gemara makes throughout Shas. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the very bottom of the Gemara. Thank you.